The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A smoking gun that could snuff out a hot debate over skeletal remains, dubbed The Hobbit, is finally in hand, literally. Three wrist bones provide key evidence supporting the argument that fossil remains of an ancient, undersized individual represent a new hominid species that walked the earth with modern humans. The wrist bones resemble those in apes more than those in humans. You see, until now, most had assumed that we, modern humans, strode the planet with just one other Homo species, the Neanderthals. And when these guys went extinct, we represented the sole surviving members of the human genus. Now it seems we might have hung out with another species of our same genus. Up until the Hobbit remains were discovered, we thought we were the only ones for at least 30,000 years, because about 30,000 years ago, Neanderthals went extinct. But this 3-foot-tall skeleton was unearthed in 2003 in a cave on the Indonesian island of Flores. The remains belonged to an adult female who was about 30 years old when she died just 18,000 years ago.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.